Hey, welcome to Starting Block here for another Thursday. Got myself Green. I'm joined by a man who brought the New Year's in with a bang, and I'm guessing a spit roast. My co-captain Damo, how are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board listenership. From Pennsylvania, Greeno, listener on the Periscope. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for joining us.
The Cracked Mirror is joining us from Periscope.
Hello, Cracked Mirror.
It was nearly a false start there.
Could we take a pause?
You want to take a pause already?
All right, so Thursday night here on 2GLF893.
Yes.
Insert that before
Thursday
the
night.
Intro.
Yeah. Because I was a bit late on the buttons.
A little bit on
these
the buttons.
Things happen.
Now, we haven't had a chance. Actually, first and foremost, the station's got in touch with me. It's a new year. Happy New Year to all the blockheads out there.
Yep. All around the world.
Blockheads in the moon.
On board the listenership.
And they've said, look, it's a new year.
Yep.
With our categories, because we've talked about in the past,
categories,
we've got about 3% sport content.
Yes,
yet we're the only sport related show
just
on
2GLF. I believe the remark was, Greeno, if you were putting peanuts into a product, like say a chocolate bar or a breakfast cereal, and you know, if people have a peanut allergy, if it's more than 3% peanuts,
you have
to declare it on the label.
Yeah, very
so
much
we so. Just get 3% sport content.
Yep.
And therefore, we are the station's only sports show.
Correct.
On the entire network.
Right. Now, they've set the bar a little bit higher for us this year.
Are they really? That's not fair.
We've got to get up to 4%.
4%?
They said, look, we're the...
Do you reckon we could crack it? Do you reckon we could swing it?
But looking at the rundown, it's 50-50 at the moment. We'll see how we go. We haven't had a chance to catch up. We haven't seen each other for a fortnight. We had last week off. We had the Low Light show last week.
We did, yeah.
How was Christmas? How was your New Year's? What did I miss out on?
It was very good. We actually had all the people over here for Christmas this year, Greeno.
The host. I'm a fan of the host personally.
I'm not sure the wife, the baby bride, is such a fan of the hosting.
Yeah, okay.
Because she actually probably had to do, well, not probably, she had to do a lot more work.
Fair enough.
A lot more work. I got up on Christmas morning, went out, got some ice, you know, the ice run.
Oh, you
got
to do the ice
run. On Christmas morning.
Did you do it early or did you do it just before the guests arrived?
I did it as early as I could muster.
Okay.
Which was probably an hour before people started showing up. But, you know, when you go on the ice run, you go to the servo, Greeno, the service station, and they don't even use, you know how you've got the ice sort of room at the end of the service station where they normally, and you've got to get the key off them and unlock
it. Outside the service.
Service station, right? And this guy just had pallets of ice next to a Bowser.
Okay.
So he was actually sacrificing a fuel Bowser.
Yep.
In order to sell more bags of ice.
You reckon there was more value in the ice dollar?
There must have been. Like, water is now more valuable than
petrol.
Fuel.
That's interesting developments.
There you go.
So the day went well.
We did a nice spit roast, as you can imagine. And I marinated for 24 hours, Greeno. You'll like this.
Yeah.
Sticky rib sauce.
Okay.
Then I came up with a rub. So a bit of Moroccan spice, salt, pepper.
Yep.
And I patted that around the outside of the marinade to get like a crusty skin.
I like it, yeah.
The marinade on the inside. Then I whisked up a kind of injector fluid. So I got some beef stock, so the leftover sticky rib sauce, Greeno, a bit of the natural meat fat that came out in the marination process, and a bit of Moroccan spice and a few herbs and things. Yeah. Mix that up into a big syringe every half an hour or so while the meat was turning on the spit. Inject that bad boy in.
Which meat are we talking? Are we talking chicken? Are we talking lamb?
Nah.
What are we talking here?
No, it was top quality. It was rib roast, Greeno.
Rib eye roast. Okay.
Scotch fillet roast, basically.
All right, I like it. That does sound like flavor country.
Everyone went back for seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, unheard of.
Yeah, no, that's what you
unheard
want.
Unheard of. So, yeah. How about yourself?
My
second Christmas with the new bub. And thanks to everyone for joining us on the Twitter, praying medics
Christmas
in the house.
Third Christmas with the bub. Because she's
the first one didn't really count, though, because she was still in the womb, wasn't she?
No. Well, you think about it. If she's two and a bit now.
Two and a bit.
She was born just before Christmas. This is her third Christmas outside
third
the
Christmas.
Womb.
Can you explain to us, what's the difference? Is there much difference in the presents from year one to year two to year three?
Massive difference. So, basically...
What did she get this time? Like a handgun or...?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Right. Pistols, whatnot, archery practice, all those kind of things. It's less is more now, Damo.
Less is more. Already.
Already.
So you've got you're so tight.
You've got
to the age of three and you're like, okay, we're spoiling her now.
No, we're not.
She needs to get less presents.
It's a combination of spoiling and complete lack of space in my house.
Well, yes.
So we've already got to do the shed of like, okay, this has got to go.
Into the tool shed.
As in like out of the house. It's got to go. We've been in it. It's getting chucked.
Well, yeah, because you've got to rotate.
Yeah, you so pretty much got to do a rotation.
You know, like maybe every 2 or 3 years, you've got to get rid of the presents from 2 or 3 years ago.
Pretty much. And that's what we did over the weekend. So to answer your original question, yeah, a lot less presents, but more bigger ones.
Bigger ones.
So I went to the effort of building a cubby house for her the day before.
Yep.
But I didn't want her to see the cubby house pre-built.
Right.
And it was too big to have inside the house under the tree, so I had to build it outside.
Sure.
Now, this thing needed a bit of bad boy stickers, right?
So bad boy stickers.
A bit of sticker action, you know, to, you know, put on a clock, put on a few little flowers.
Gotcha.
All part of the building process.
Okay.
Problem is, that afternoon, so I heard a thunderstorm was coming in on the Christmas evening. So I thought, well, better do the right thing. I'm going to whack a tarp over it.
Yes.
Whack a tarp over that bad boy.
Was it like a proper blue tarp or one of those dirty painter's tarps, you know, with the really dodgy plastic, the skinny plastic?
No, it was a proper tarp, man. It was a proper tarp. Problem is, the tarp had been sitting inside my shed, which happened to have a leaky petrol.
Did it?
Petrol bottle.
Really?
So it stunk of petrol, which then when I took it off later in that evening to, you know, reveal the present.
Yes.
This new toy stunk of petrol. Yeah. Not ideal. But the problem was, because there was like a big tropical storm that came through in the evening, all the stickers that I'd, you know, so expertly placed on it had already peeled 3/4 off before Christmas morning.
Oh, dear.
So poor Shang Ne. So that was pretty much a Christmas.
Did she notice? Did she care? Did she worry too much?
She didn't give a stuff. She could open the door. She could see out the side. She was like, this is the best.
Is it true that they play with the boxes more than they actually play with the...
If I kept the boxes, yeah, maybe. Boxes were already bent.
Boxes were straight out the
door. Boxes were bent. And then, yeah, so then did the family thing. Had a bunch of feeds at both places. And all was pretty good.
Excellent.
And then New Year's was basically I did one of your favorite old school New Year's parties.
Okay.
Was
party? Is this the correct word?
Yeah, it is. This is your old school New Year's party.
Right.
Sit at home and play video games.
You did?
I did.
What video games did you play?
I played with Crash Bandicoot. Bit of old school.
Crash Bandicoot.
That's it.
That's a blast from the past.
I got the wife.
Party like it's 1994.
The remastered Crash Bandicoot for the PS4.
Remastered.
And I sat there.
I don't even have a PS4.
And I sat there and played it for a few hours.
Did you really?
It was good times.
Okay, good stuff.
That was it. We were meant to talk about sport at some point, I guess.
I didn't. I watched the Hunger Games movies.
Any good?
Back to front, back to back to back to back.
Mm.
Well, the last three, not the first one, because I'd seen that already.
Yeah.
Not terribly good.
Okay.
But we watched them all anyway because we had, you know, sort of 5 hours to kill.
Hours to kill, yeah.
So what else are you going to do on New Year's? I don't know.
That was the battle for New Year's, to be honest, because I'd gone through a bit of an up and down day.
Okay.
To the point where I'm like, I'm tired. Yes. I stayed up to midnight. I couldn't be arsed. Mm. I'll see how I go.
Yeah.
But I managed to get to about 11.
Okay, that's
quarter
not too
past
bad.
11, and then suddenly hit a wall.
A wall.
And I'm like, oh, I've got to see it through. I've already been awake this late.
Yeah.
Got to stick around.
Yeah, of course.
Get to midnight. So I got to midnight. As soon as the fireworks were done, bang, off the bed.
You're out of there.
Straight to bed. Now, problem by that stage is, got another wind demo.
Did you?
Had another wind.
Yeah. What time was that? About 11?
No, that was like just after midnight.
After midnight.
Which is exactly when I wanted to go to sleep.
Gotcha.
So suddenly, nothing's happening. I'm in bed trying to get to sleep up till 2:30.
The new wind.
The new wind kept
me
up
till
2:30.
The new wind took hold, Greener.
So I'm like, well, this is not good. This is not good. So then finally fall asleep at 2:30.
Yeah.
And then some moron decides 2:30 is an appropriate time to let off more firecrackers.
Really?
So I'd been asleep for about 15 minutes and then crackers went off. So Greener's back awake.
Yep.
Then I finally fall back asleep half hour later, 3 o'clock, another appropriate time for firecrackers, apparently, Damo.
Yeah.
So we're sitting on
three in the morning.
We're sitting on about 20 minutes sleep at this point.
Because I reckon it's like drunken crackers because you forget that you've got crackers. You find one behind the lounge.
Yeah.
You know, we had guys letting off crackers the day before.
Well, you got to get in early.
The night before.
You got to test them.
And I'm like, do they realise what's happening here?
This
is like celebrating New Year's Eve.
It may have been New Year's in Honolulu, Damo. You do not know. They might have been on Honolulu time.
It's a bit of trouble when they go back to work.
After about 20 minutes of sleep by about 4 a.m., I'm like, okay, finally getting some sleep now. Because the baby will wake me up at about 7.
Yes.
And then good on the garbage men for doing their job.
Yes.
But coming around at 4, just as I'd fallen back asleep again,
did
not help my cause. So that was my New Year's. It was kind of a big old turd.
So you brought in the New Year the way that you ended the previous one.
Miserable and sleep deprived.
Miserable and sleep deprived.
Pretty much.
You're so chirpy, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
Should we talk some ashes, Damo?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
How long are we in? We're 11 minutes in. We're doing well.
It's a good intro, Greeno.
Well, the intro was pretty much as boring as this Ashes test, to be honest, mate. Because this was literally... Did you watch any of this Snorefest?
Yeah. I watched as much as I possibly could, to be honest with you.
It was a bit of a chore, wasn't it?
Well, that pitch, mate.
Oh.
If that, you know what, there's an upside because apparently that curator from Melbourne is moving on and they're getting the curator from Perth, I believe.
Oh, from the old Whacker.
From the old Whacker.
Yeah.
And the Whacker deck wasn't too bad, was it? Mm. It was a good game. So
it wasn't a Whacker type deck.
It wasn't a Whacker type deck, no, because it's a drop-in pitch now, isn't it? Mm. So, but, you know, at least there was a game available at the Whacker, unlike Melbourne. I mean, it was bad.
It was terrible.
It was bad.
And look, the wickets, like, you look at the Australian innings, they basically threw away most of their wickets to begin with.
Yep.
That ridiculous collapse of like 5 for 13 or something, whatever we lost.
Yep.
Something horrendous like that. So many. How many chop-ons?
Yeah. Like, you know, the drag-on, Greeno.
Something about like a dismissal trend. You had the caught and bowled in the earlier tests.
The old birdies.
And this one, it was nothing about chop-ons. Mm. The standout was David Warner.
Is that
Warner.
Loose shots or the pitch again?
Like, it was loose shots. Just playing away from the body.
Yeah.
Playing rash shots that didn't need to be played.
Rash.
David Warner with the lucky ton in the end.
Yeah.
Basically out.
That was drama, wasn't it?
Out for 99. I'm like, no, Davey, no. What are you doing?
You know what I didn't like? All these people going, oh, I feel for the bowler, though. I'm like, no, stuff him.
Yeah, get your foot behind the line.
Get your foot behind the line. Yeah. That's why we have rules.
Exactly.
Doesn't anybody care about that? Like, oh, the poor bowler, he thought he had his first wicket. It's like, he's going to have plenty of time to get his first wicket. At least when he gets his first wicket, it should actually be a wicket instead of a no ball. How about that?
The thing that bugged me is how come it wasn't caught on the field?
Yes.
And it wasn't like a small one. It was a fair bit over.
Yeah, it was a fair bit over.
How come they can't get the technology they have in tennis with the foot faults?
That's a good question.
Like, it can't be that hard, can it? You've got everything. We've got,
well,
you know, we've got
a
helmet
fair,
cam, we've got sneaker cam, we've got is the scrotometer that thing? Oh, no, that's the fourth man thing, isn't it?
Well, they don't even like the commentators walking on there with their shoes and sticking keys in the pitch anymore. They'd like, some kind of tech-savvy science whiz to get down there and dig up the popping crease.
They use lasers these days, Damo. It's all lasers.
Isn't it a little pad underneath the surface or something?
Is it a pad? I thought it was lasers.
No, it'd have to be some kind of pad.
Maybe. We'll have to look into this. Yeah. David Warner 103, Smitty. Oh, mate.
Smitty.
Smitty, disappointing.
You know what you could
disappointing
do?
76, Damo.
Do you remember the shoes, the LA Lights?
No.
You,
are these
don't
a
you remember,
invention? Or are they literally
I think
LA
they were
Lights?
LA Lights because the shoes were LA Gear.
Oh, yeah, I remember them were LA Gear.
And they had LA Lights. So when you walked around, little lights flashed at the back of the heel. Now, what we could do, Greeno, is think, because you've got the Bale technology. When the Bales come off, the things light up.
Zinger shoes, you're saying?
Yeah, Zinger shoes. So when your foot goes over the line, if part of your foot isn't behind the line, the lights at the back of your shoes light up.
Now we're talking. Now we're onto something. Can we patent this?
Yeah. All let's right. get that out there.
Let's mark that. Yeah. Steve Smith failed with the bat with 76.
Yep.
Still managed to increase.
Failed with the bat.
That's a failure for Smitty.
Big letdown for Smitty there.
Smitty with 76.
Only scoring his average.
He still managed to increase his average. 60 odd for the pond, and that was about it. With the ball, Stuart Broad decided to show up.
Broady.
Remember him?
Welcome back to the cricket,
guy
mate.
Who hasn't decided to put in any effort for the last month and a half.
Fantastic.
Took four. Anderson with another three.
Yep.
How does Jimmy Anderson keep on taking this many test wickets? He's going to pass Glenn McGrath as the leading fast bowler in the history of the game.
Do you reckon he will? How many has he got to go?
He's still got about 100-odd, but if he can play for another couple of years, he's a chance.
Okay.
I didn't realise
he's about 35, I think.
He's
36.
Ranked the number one.
He's getting close.
He's ranked the number one test bowler. How? Jimmy Anderson, he seems pedestrian, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he's really good in England.
He is, but
I think in England his average is about 21.
Something like
or thereabouts.
That.
But here, I think his average here is like 34.
Something like that, yeah. Wouldn't surprise me. England, in reply, put us to shame a little bit there. 491 all out, and it was one man that did all the damage.
One
carried
man.
His bat, Alastair Cook.
That was devastating from
Welcome
Cook.
Welcome to the party.
You know, I had to give Cook a little tip of the hat. He hasn't scored runs in about 10 innings, Greeno. Give him a nice Gary. Load him up
give
a
nice
Gary.
All right.
Nice Gary!
He hasn't scored runs in about 10 innings, I think.
Something like that.
Barely even scored a 50, I don't think, before that 100.
Barely,
double
struggling.
100. And he was on the field for the entirety of the match.
Did not miss one ball, and even when he got hit in the nuts on day four.
It's incredible.
Did well.
It's absolutely incredible.
244. It became the...
It was like the nightmarish Cook of 10-11, wasn't
it? Yeah,
very when he
much
scored,
so.
I think he scored four tons.
Something like that. Yeah. Got the second highest score ever on the MCG. And didn't they just love perpetually talking about that stupid thing?
Yeah.
Oh, here's the sign that's going on. Here's the sign. Yeah, we get it.
We
Let's
get it,
on.
Mate.
He scored 244. Let's move on.
It's fantastic.
61 for Root. Could not convert to a ton again.
He's struggling, isn't he?
Oh, I don't know. Joseph. He's got a couple of 50s, but just can't convert tons. Yep. I saw a statistic the other day. They talked about, you know, this is the era of four batsmen. You've got Smith, you've got Kohli, you've got Williamson, you've got Root, the four best batsmen to play in this generation.
Yep.
The conversion rates from 50 to hundreds.
Yeah.
I think Kohli's won with about 55%. Smitty just got it equal to 50%.
Yes.
Williamson's at about 48. Joe Root's at 25.
Really?
Yeah.
So it should be a top three then.
Pretty much.
Let's be honest.
Let's be realistic.
Yeah.
With the ball, not much to write home about. Jackson Bird, wasn't he disappointing?
Mm.
You had...
He won't get another game.
No.
After that. And it's not really his fault because the wicket was such a turd.
No one could take wickets there. That was terrible.
Well, it was pretty hard to take wickets. But again, it just didn't suit him because he didn't have enough pace to...
Just to trouble him. And not enough movement on the pitch.
No.
Paddy Cummins with a busted colon still managed to take four wickets. Three for Nathan Lyon, three for Joshie Hazlewood. And then in reply, Australia batted out one of the most boring days of Test cricket I've ever seen. Smitty with 102, Warner with 86, and Mitch Marsh with 29 off 166. And they're like, that was a career-defining innings for Mitch Marsh. No.
No, it wasn't.
He left the ball outside.
It wasn't particularly
good. Well done, Mitch.
Mitchell.
So, no clean sweep for Australia this year. There'll be no 5-0 Ashes whitewash. It ends as...
Do you reckon it's going to be a 4-0? Or have England sort of wrestled the momentum back? Now they're going to play that new leg spinner, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to play him.
Mason Crane,
that's the one. Wokes is out.
Wokes is out.
Injury, unfortunately. So Moeen Ali is survived.
Oh, yes, of course.
And
two spinners then?
Yeah, technically. Moeen
doesn't really count anymore.
If you count. Yeah. Count that. And then Australia, Starkey's back, baby.
Starkey's back.
And excellent. It just goes to show how important he is to the balance of our bowling lineup. Because without him, I know the wicket was terrible, but... Still.
He could have done more on that pitch, when you've got him, you know, attacking from one end the way he does, it not only lifts the rest of the bowling group, but it means more pressure on the batsman to score off the other guys as well.
And actually, I'm going to go well done to England because Australia, like I said, Paddy Cummins was sick for a day and a half, Smitty was sick for a day and a half, and you still couldn't beat us. Well done, England.
Yeah. Tip of the hat.
Good job.
Yeah.
We love our Smitty stats on the show, Damo.
Yes, we do.
Because this guy just keeps on breaking records getting close to Bradman records. So
Bradman-esque.
Here's the one after the last test, after yet another ton, Damo. Steve Smith joined Sir Donald Bradman as the only batsman to score centuries in four consecutive tests at the MCG.
Really?
Because he's had four consecutive between 2014 and 2017.
Wow.
He becomes the fourth Australian captain to score three centuries in an Ashes series, joining Warwick Armstrong, Sir Don, and David Gower, believe it or not. Then you also had, that's 23 centuries for Steve Smith in test number 60. He joins Justin Langer, who has 23 tons, but he did it in 105 tests.
Wow.
So you think about how good a batsman Justin Langer was over the course of his career.
Yeah, he was pretty special.
He had 23 tons in 105. Smitty's done it in 60. He's currently...
Nearly half the amount of time.
The list goes 41 for Ponting, 32 for Steve Waugh, 30 for Hayden, 29 for Bradman, 28 for Clark, 27 for Border, 24 for Greg Chappell, and then Smitty. Oh, so by the end of this year, he could get up to 30 and be the third leading...
He's a real deal,
test
isn't he?
Player.
He's a real deal, and nobody picked him.
And have played 30 less tests. Incredible. Who would have picked it? Steve Smith joined Ricky Ponting as the only batsman in Test history to make six centuries in a calendar year on multiple occasions, Damo.
Wow.
Steve Smith finishes on top of the list of runs for calendar year 2017 with 1,305. Nathan Lyon finished on top of the wicket-taking list for 2017. So, nice Gary there. We need to give
nice
a nice Gary.
Nice Gary Lino.
For Nathan Lyon.
Nice Gary!
And what else have I got here? Smith becomes the only player in Test history to score 1,000 runs and average 70-plus in four straight calendar years, Damo. He's averaged over 70 for four straight calendar years.
The stats don't stop, Greedo. It's non-stop.
2014, he averaged 81. 2015, he averaged 73. 2016, he averaged 71. And this year, he averaged 76. Each averaging scoring over 100. Do we want to take a break and come back with some hot toss?
Sure, let's do it.
I've never felt so accepted in all my
life.
Back
on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, get in touch with us. Periscope, which doesn't seem to be working half the time. Green, it drops in, it drops out.
That's
drops
all right.
in, it drops out.
Probably the best way to listen to our show.
It's like a Bulldogs tour up the coast, Greeno.
Yeah.
Dropping in, dropping out. Also, the Twitter, at the starting block, one word, drop the K at the end.
Podbean,
thestartingblock.podbean.com. Facebook, we're on there as well. And all the YouTube, Greeno.
YouTube as well.
Check it out.
It's all there. It's all happening. We didn't get a chance to finish off cricket last segment. Let's quickly talk about the one-day international squad that was announced today.
Do we have to?
We do.
Who's in it?
Because for some reason, I'm a little bit, we talked earlier on the summer about how I felt a little bit dirty.
Yes.
Felt a little bit wrong. It went against all my natural instincts.
It certainly wasn't right.
Because I wanted to cheer on the pond, Sean Marsh, because we really needed him to do well.
That's
went
right.
against that.
Yeah.
I found myself in a similar predicament today.
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering why Glenn Maxwell isn't part of the squad.
Maxie!
And I'm trying to defend why he should be in there.
See, you've gone full circle now. We used to, you know, hate the idea of Maxwell being in the team. And now we're like, get him in. You've got to get him in.
Well, now he's actually scoring runs. They don't pick him. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Here's the squad for the one-day international series. You've got Steve Smith, Dave Warner, Pat Cummins, Aaron Finch, Josh Hazlewood, Travis Head, Chris Lynn, Mitch Marsh,
Linney.
Tim Payne, Jai Richardson, Mitchell Stark, Marcus Stoinis, Andrew Tighe, and Adam Zampa. Now, Maxie's the bigger mission. Now, he's gone off. They said, look, we need to score runs, Maxie. We need to go out there, score some runs. He's like, okay.
Score as many as you can.
How's a double ton for you? How's another century to backing that up? How's a 50 last night in the Big Bash?
Well, what more can he do, Greeno? He's done everything he possibly can.
Apparently needs to train harder, Damo. That's according to Steve Smith today. I'm going to go these ones.
You dick!
A dick move.
To Smitty. Because they asked about his selection, like, well, hang on, why isn't Maxwell part of this squad?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, Glenn could do a bit with a bit more focus training.
Is that right?
And it's like, why not just not say anything, Smitty?
Is Smitty still on Wade? Is he still on Team Wade, is he?
Well, obviously not. So, what's his name? Tim Payne is now part of this squad.
Right.
So, Matty Wade, he's been unceremoniously dumped as well.
Dumped.
But his form's been terrible, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
The surprise selection, I guess, in the end would be Chris Lynn. Who is only...
He's a big hitter, though.
He's a big hitter,
but
he's only 2 games back from an injury. He's had a year off for shoulder surgery.
We love testing the guys out early, don't we? Yeah. Unless they're Pat Cummins.
Well, even, Brendan McCullum sent out a tweet earlier this afternoon, basically telling Cricket Australia, going, look, happy for you to select him, but at the same time, you got to understand what his current fitness situation is.
Yeah.
You've got to let him play the way he needs to play based on his fitness because he's got a bad hammy and a bad shoulder.
So he can't be in the team if he can't play to the best of his
ability.
Well,
he is because they pick no other middle-order batsman because you can't have both Marsh and Stoinis in the same team.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like they're going to have to because that's what they've got.
Well, yeah. How many all-rounders do we have in this one?
Well, let's have a look here. Do you count Paddy Cummins as an all-rounder?
One-day styles? Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
All right,
what's his average in one day? Is about 32, 33?
I don't think he's played a one day in about 9 years.
No, he used to play more one days than he played test matches because he started off in one day.
True.
So, at least 2020.
So I'm going to call him an all-rounder. He's a bowling all-rounder.
Good enough.
So there's one. You've got Travis Head 2. You've got Mitch Marsh 3. You've got Marcus Stoinis 4. Actually, only 4 this time.
Yep.
They're getting a little bit better.
Okay.
Only
4 out of 11.
Yeah, exactly. I do like the selections of Andrew Tighe and Jai Richardson, who are actually bowling well in the domestic competition.
Sure.
I thought this might be the chance to rest, Starkey, considering he couldn't
play
the
Boxing Day Test. They need him too much. They need him. He's an absolute weapon.
It's a pointless one-day series. Who cares, Damon?
He's just going to play every form of the game, 2020 one-days and test matches. So.
Oh, we definitely need him, but yeah, a little bit surprised there. And then none of the guys who actually scored runs. Once again, I don't like this feeling, Damo.
Mm.
Sean Marsh averaged 80 in the one-day international comp.
Did he really?
Earlier this year. He's averaging 60 with the bat in tests.
What crazy universe are we living in where we're defending Maxwell and Marsh?
We live in a bizarro land, Damo. The two guys that we've said shouldn't be picked ever again.
That's incredible.
Are the two guys who on form you probably should be picking.
Wow.
And then the other ridiculous selection from last week was Ashton Agar was selected in the test squad.
Ashton
ahead
Agar.
Of John Holland, who's been the leading wicket taker. Not just leading spinner, leading
wicket taker
overall for the last 2 summers.
Can't get a game.
Even though he's missed a bunch of games through injury, still leading wicket taker.
Can't get a run.
These selectors. It's fast, Damon.
It's a fast.
It's a fast. Let's quickly do a bit of these ones.
Oh,
yeah. We've got to do a bit of hot toss Boxing Day style, Damo.
Oh, this sounds interesting.
I don't know if you caught much of this. It was prior to the game, you know how they do like an hour of pre-match wank every single day now?
Yes.
Which is a little bit excessive for mine.
Yeah. I mean, how many times can we hear Mark Nicholas talk about the pitch and talk about the toss and then talk to Shane Warne about the pitch every single day?
Yeah.
Like, this is the pitch yesterday.
Yeah.
And this is the pitch today.
This is the heat map.
And this is what we think the pitch might look like tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you see that crack? It's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
It's a little bit bigger.
Let's go to crack cam.
Let's go to crack cam.
So there's a lot of filler to fill in that hour. And they like to get the boys warming up. They like the video of the boys.
Yeah,
get around the camera.
Put a microphone on him.
Not so much the mic, more just kind of seeing the boys warming up.
Okay.
A guy who was caught out by the camera, obviously not realising was there, was none other than
You normally talk over the top of all of the like all of the little songs and stuff. You just let the creek run.
I just let it run.
You just let it run.
Got to give it the respect it deserves. So Mitch Marsh, I think it was like day one. He saw the asparagus spearhead.
Pete Settlegreener.
Pete Settle, who he hadn't seen for a little while. And he thought he's going to go over and he's going to chat with Pete and a few of the other boys and tell them a story.
Let them know what's going on.
I don't know what story he was telling, Damo, but Mitch Marsh was caught on camera miming sucking a big old... I'm not making this up.
You can't say that.
We just did.
Hang on.
Oh, okay. Hang
on. We're going to have to trim that out for that.
I don't know what he was doing, though, because it was a double-handed job.
We can't put that to air.
It was a double-handed job.
It looked to me like he was chugging a beer.
No, it did not look like he was chugging a beer, Damo.
It looked to me like he was chugging a beer.
The only thing that topped that, Damo... That's what happened.
I can't believe you just...
That's pretty much what... That was on the Fox Sports Report.
Oh, rubbish. They didn't say it like that.
Definitely did.
They didn't write it like that.
I'll tell you something they did reference, Damo.
What did they say?
Did you hear about Warney referencing jizz in the hair during the commentary stint?
Yeah, with something about Mary.
Something about Mary, because...
But he didn't say it like that either. They have a little bit more tact in the cricket commentary box.
Yeah, well, that's...
You've just blown our one opportunity to get, like, into the cricket commentary box, I reckon, with that.
No, I think we're more likely to get in there.
Now, well, Warney would be a fan.
We'd fit right in.
Maybe we can get a gig in the T20.
We could.
Oh, yeah.
More hot toss, Damo.
I hope it's a little less brutal. I can't believe I'm saying this. I hope it's a little less brutal.
Should I tell you my personal hot toss story?
I don't think so. After what you... Where we've already ventured today.
I had an awkward moment today. So yeah. I had the Twitter feed.
Now you know how I feel.
I had the Twitter feed up at work. And I listen to tunes, have that up going on the YouTube, and have the Twitter feed up, just catch up in between jobs I'm doing.
Yep.
And someone decided to retweet one of our you know, lovely followers, or people that we do follow, decided to retweet a pretty graphic image that probably wasn't safe for work.
Well, are we talking like a Christopher Pine, someone hacked me moment here? Or?
No, someone obviously just retweeted it, but probably not what I was expecting when I clicked the refresh button on my computer.
There was a bit of not safe for work.
There was a bit of Mitch Marsh action happening there. Okay. Safe for work. Yeah. The actual Hot Toss Ashes edition, Damo, is, I don't know if you saw this.
I hope not.
I hope not either.
You're going to tell me about it though, aren't you?
Swipe right, Damo.
Swipe right.
Stuart Broad got a secret VIP Tinder invitation. Apparently.
Did he really?
There's a specific selection, like a specific section of Tinder for celebrities.
Really?
And you've got to be individually invited.
It's just celebrity hookups, though.
Pretty much. You're individually invited. You get a special, like, direct message.
It's like the Tinder version of getting the tap on the shoulder at the gig to come backstage. John Bon Jovi's waiting.
Very much so.
Okay.
It's got to be a lock.
Yeah.
If Warney's not got this invitation, he'll be a very disappointed man.
The number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Yeah, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Time to go overseas, Damo.
Let's
talk a little bit of NFL. We'll do a little hot stove. We'll fill in that quota of our sporting content.
Looking forward to it.
NFL playoffs, Damo. You pumped? You pumped for the NFL finals?
No, not particularly.
Never mind, man. I didn't even
realize
it
was on. You know what? I might not even stand up for it. How's that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Big call.
It's a big statement,
That's
isn't it?
It's a big call.
A lot of empty stadiums out there too,
I'm
just quietly.
I'm kneel through the next month.
Yep.
There's not. Have a look at the actual attendances. They haven't dropped any.
What do you mean they haven't dropped any?
The attendances, they're still sold out years in advance.
Yeah, ratings are down. Crowd numbers are down.
They're not down.
Okay.
Every single NFL stadium sells out. I'm going to look that up next week.
Okay.
Let's have a look at who won what. Who's up first? You've got...
Who's on first?
The wild card up this weekend. You've got Buffalo. I'm going to give a tip of the hat. Actually, where's a nice Gary?
Okay,
let's
what do you got?
Give a nice Gary.
Nice Gary!
Then the Buffalo Bills, Damo.
Old school.
Who broke the longest existing drought in American sport for playoff appearances at 17 years was broken this week. And in a nice moment, effectively, it was an up-and-down affair because they were relying on another team beating one of their competitors.
Yes.
To get into the playoffs. So they were watching this game going, oh, I need to do, we need, I think it was Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Who needed to beat Baltimore.
The Bengals.
And Baltimore were down, or sorry, were up, and it was like, oh, the Bills are going to miss out just by the skin of their teeth for another year. And then Andy Dalton led the Bengals to a win. So in response to that, the fans of Buffalo raised over $100,000 for Andy Dalton's charity.
Okay.
That's a nice little moment. So they're going to play the Jacksonville Jaguars in the AFC wildcard. The other AFC wildcard is the Tennessee Titans versus the Kansas City Chiefs. The winner of that match will go against the Patriots, and the winner of the first one will go up against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Just can I tack on a little Ryder Greeno? Just an interesting little side note. Mm. The NFL is getting hammered from Business Insider Australia. The NFL is getting hammered after another game was played in a half-empty stadium. However, this could be the key here, Greeno.
Yeah.
Thursday night football gave football fans something of a surprise as the San Francisco 49ers host the LA Rams, blah, blah, blah. The most exciting Thursday night football fans had seen in recent memory, but the stadium was half empty, Greeno.
Yeah, because no one likes Thursday night footy.
They love their Thursday night footy.
They love their Thursday footy. Yes.
Apparently, secondary tickets getting sold for $14, cheaper than the price of a beer and a hot dog inside the stadium.
Because they play Thursday through Monday. It's too much.
Thursday, Monday.
So, yeah, just ridiculous there. You've got the Atlanta Falcons. They're going up against the Rams in one wild card. Then you've got the Carolina Panthers and the New Orleans Saints in the other wild card there.
Who's going to win it, Greeno?
They'll face Philly.
Who's your Super Bowl team?
And the other team will place the Vikings. That was harder than I thought, Dame. I'll get to your question in a second.
I reckon because the Pats again.
Because I didn't write down the teams, so I had to base it off emblems.
You did very well then.
I did very
well. All those years of playing Madden Pro.
Yeah, got me back on side. To answer your question, the Patriots.
The Pats.
I can't say.
Back to back?
Back to back, yeah. They're just
and that would be, what, would that be like six of the last 10 years or something?
Something like that.
Something ridiculous. Yeah,
I just can't see who's going to beat them, really. Because the Eagles are a good team, but they're missing their quarterback now. And they've got the GOAT, and then they signed some guy off the Pittsburgh Steelers who was a good player.
Were they undefeated in the division? Is that right?
No, they lost a couple. Okay. They lost a couple. They had the losses they needed to lose.
Yeah. Don't you love that stuff? That's like Des Hasler tier.
Pretty much, yeah. I didn't even realize that the season was coming to an end.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's just kicked off. And I was like, oh, playoffs, there you go.
Time flies when no one's watching.
Did we go?
Nice, Gary!
Why not?
To the Cleveland Indians, the Cleveland Browns,
the
mind
Cleveland
you.
Cleveland Browns.
My apologies. Who became the second team in history to lose all 16 games.
Yep.
Well done, Cleveland.
And they're probably, correct me if I'm wrong, aren't they the most unsuccessful team in NFL
correct.
History?
Correct.
Yep, there you
correct.
Go. Good old Cleveland Rocks, eh?
Good news, Damo.
What do you got?
Hot stove time, baby.
Hot stove. Hot okay, stove. So...
Now, last time we spoke... We're at home. The stove was bubbling. We had Stanton. We had Iotani. We had a big influx of stuff pre-Christmas.
Yes.
Now, over the Christmas period, we had to go camping.
Did we?
We had to go camping. So we had to turn that particular stove off.
Right.
But rest easy.
Yeah.
We've got the gas stove.
Ah, yeah, the camping
portable
stove.
Portable camping stove. Now,
you know what, though? Those things can be a bastard to get on the boil.
Now, that was a problem.
Really?
So the stove at the moment, basically, we've got the camping stove out. And then first and foremost, I bought the wrong gas.
Oh, okay.
I bought the wrong gas. It's a fool's errand. It's my own fault. Yep. Shouldn't have done it.
Wait, which gas did you buy and which gas should you have bought?
I bought lighter fluid, Damo.
Lighter?
I bought Zippo fluid.
Like a little
Zippo lighter.
Little Zippo lighter. You don't even smoke. What'd you buy a Zippo for?
Well, from old days when I used to smoke.
Oh, okay.
So I had the lighter fluid.
Yeah.
And that didn't seem to get anything happening.
You don't say.
So I couldn't cook anything anyway.
Couldn't you rub a couple of sticks together or something?
So then I went a bit tribal about it. I thought about it, but I chose to go a different route. I thought, look, I've been eating a lot of beans anyway. I'll try methane.
Okay.
Methane did not work either.
Didn't work.
That's eventually found
because you're thinking now, how am I going to get the stove to bubble? How am I going to get this boil on?
How am I going to get it hot? Exactly. So it got to like the final day of the camping trip, still with no stove bubbling. And I was like, well, what am I going to do here?
Yeah.
So in the end, I just packed up shop.
And left.
I said, we're just going to go home and turn back on.
The big stove. And now we're cooking?
But I thought, look, I'll whack the kettle on. And the kettle's still boiling. So
it's a hot kettle.
So since Christmas, all that's happened, Amo.
All that's happened.
Is the San Francisco Giants acquired three-time All-Star Evan Longoria from Tampa Bay in exchange for Denard Span, I should know that, Christian Arroyo and a minor league pitcher. And the Colorado Rockies signed Wade Davis.
Wade Davis.
2 weeks.
Yeah, there you go.
That is all that happened, Amo.
Okay, fair enough.
Glad we waited for that.
Yep. That was one hell of a hot stove. That was probably the best of all year. There you go.
Hot toss meets hot stove, Damo.
Oh, this will be something. You've got to be careful when you toss them into the hot stove, Greta.
Exactly.
Don't want to fricassee those buggers.
Yeah, that's it. Those cocktail fragrances will burn. Daryl Strawberry, he's written a book, Damo.
Daryl.
And the thing with these sports books.
Did he write it or did well, it was we're talking a ghostwriter,
yeah,
right?
No, as surely. In like, yeah, inverted commas, yeah. Daryl Strawberry wrote it. During his time in the majors, he had a pretty decorated career, but he also had a bit of checkered career as well. Yep. A lot of drug issues.
Played with the Yankees as well.
He played with them as well. But the thing with these books, Damo, is you've got to put a little bit of sizzle in there.
A little bit of spice.
Something to kind of get people interested. I mean, everyone knows about the drug stuff already.
Yeah.
So Daryl's put a little this one.
So you got to do a John Daly.
He's also had a bit of a sex addiction, apparently.
Has he really?
And he's pointed out, between innings,
yep.
Bit of banging.
In between innings.
He's like, hey, where's my next at bat? Wow. Something to do out the back.
No reason to wait until we get back out on the diamond. Let's have a little bat in here.
That's it. He's on the job at all times, our good man Daryl.
Okay.
Where's the court dates? There we go. Moving away from the US, we're moving back closer to home, Damo.
Okay. Carmichael.
We're our favourite man.
Yep.
Soft Hunt at the Brownlows, Damo. Queensland Reds and Wallaby star Carmichael Hunt facing drug charges after being searched in Fortune Valley this morning. Now, let's not forget, Damo. A couple of years ago,
he was the big thing.
1K Hunt.
I was just holding it for a friend, Your Honour.
Was also busted for drug possession.
Yes, he was.
Also of the cocaine kind.
And he got a year suspension?
No, he got a 6-week suspension.
6 weeks. Is that all?
That's all he got. Oh, he got a warning because he dobbed in all his mates. And that's where all the Gold Coast Titans charges came from.
That's right.
Because one Mr. Hunt decided to go.
There you go.
Yeah, no, Dave Taylor and Greg Bird did it too.
It's not my fault.
Not my fault.
Wow.
My fault.
He is a soft hunt, isn't
so,
he?
Well done there. Good to see. He's learned his lesson.
Congratulations.
Enough of that one.
Yep.
And we're going to wrap up the segment, Damo.
So that's it now, isn't it, for him? For the Carmichael?
No, he's
how old is he? About 34?
30, something like that. 34. He stood himself down, Damo.
Oh, did he? So he'll be back in 6 weeks.
Redemption story.
6 to 7.
I can smell
it. Well, I mean, if Todd can do it.
Oh, if the bubbler can get back on board, then I'm sure.
He'll be at the Roosters like that.
Oh, well.
In no time.
That's
he'll fit right in.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's the welcoming gift. Yes. A gram and a half.
Congratulations on your rehabilitation. It was a long 2 months, but you did it. Welcome to the Roosters.
Welcome to the Roosters. We've been a little bit harsh on one Paul Gallen over the years, Damo.
No.
But I finally found something.
Captain Courageous.
I finally found something we can get on board with.
1 from 11, Greeno. Series wins.
To cheer on Gal. Okay. This year, this is going to be our year. The block is going to champion.
It's got nothing to do with football.
No, it does. It's 100% about football.
Okay.
So we're going to champion Gal on this particular cause all this year, Damo. We're going to be pom-pom waving.
Pom-pom waving.
I'm going to be wearing a skirt.
For the Gal.
Cheering all the way onto this, Damo.
For the Gal.
If Paul Gallen plays in 12 losses this season, Damo.
Yes.
He'll overtake Scott Prince as the player who has appeared in the most defeats in history of rugby league.
Sensation.
We believe in you, gal.
On the block, and Greeno, Cheryl Crow just wants to have some fun.
She does. Should we play the party whistle?
Yeah, give her the party whistle.
Your local station, 89.3.
What's more fun than the party whistle, Greeno?
That's how you bring in the new year.
Yep.
All right, so we've been spoken to.
Okay.
Already we're off to a bad start.
Yeah, because it's about your S and the C comment earlier on.
Well, no, not so.
In the show.
More so the general tan, a lot of hot toss. I spoke about it last week, listening back.
The legal team have got in touch.
Got in touch and said, look.
We love the hot toss. It's an integral part of the show.
It is an integral part of the show, but there's a fair bit of hot toss content.
But
if you're going to do that, you've got to balance it with one feminist story per month.
Okay.
So we're going to knock.
1 a month, we can do that.
Yeah, so remember
last December,
we did the lady who was baking sour bread out of her own vaginal yeast.
Yes.
That was our feminist story for that particular year.
And then we had the girl who has sex with the ghost, which can cross over as a feminist story because it's about female empowerment.
Female empowerment.
I don't need men. I've got ghosts.
Exactly, 100%. Yep. So we already knocked off December. We covered November. I'm going to get the January portion out of the way early.
Good idea.
To balance my comments from a little bit earlier.
Good idea.
This lady, Damo, she stood up to gender norms by naming her son Vagina.
Surely not.
Surely she did, Damo.
Is that it? That's the story.
That's the story. So
what more do you need to know?
She said, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You don't need to dig deep into
that. Do we have
one.
A location on this woman? Because that is
America.
That's child abuse.
That's America.
That's child abuse.
That's America right there.
Yeah. Imagine naming your daughter Penis.
Well,
would that ever happen?
We probably should look into that.
We should look into it.
Kids named Dong.
Did you consider that? That'd be popular in Thailand, I
assume. It was not on the shortlist, no.
No?
No. No. Schlong? No.
Schlong.
Schlong, not so much.
Schlong and
Knob,
dong.
No. Probably not on my female.
That story went as well as I expected it to.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay, we've got three options, Damo.
Another feminist. If it's another feminist one, let's load it up.
We can do Sydney to Hobart review. We can do...
What's the review about the Sydney Hobart?
Wild Oats won, then it didn't. There you go.
There you go. Done. Plenty of people didn't. Apparently, the last boat only rocked up like, what was it, New Year's Day?
Something like that. That was, in its defense, it was a dinghy.
But imagine being like the marshal and you still have to stand there and wait for all the... Hang on. Yeah, I'm missing my daughter's, you know, graduation here. We've been standing at this dock for 3 years. What's going on?
I'm going to spend the last minute, Damo, putting out a teaser. Congratulations, Phil Taylor went out 16.
Phil the Power Taylor. That's our dart segment. We had to hashtag darts world match play for that.
Yeah, that's what
20 seconds at the end.
An incredible career comes to an end. 16 world titles, 16 match play titles.
Lucky the Periscope wasn't working because otherwise people would be sitting around for 55 minutes waiting for the darts.
It's all about clickbait, Damo. Don't worry.
Yeah, because darts is clickbait.
Darts is clickbait. Now,
it's very popular, the darts.
Big news, Damo. Our Curly Sue recasting.
Oh, yes. This is the big topic.
It went down a treat. I've been inundated with emails, texts, courier pigeons saying we need more.
Smoke signals.
So next week, Damo.
From the hot stove.
Bit of a teaser.
Okay.
We will be recasting Pretty Woman.
Oh, excellent.
Pretty Woman will be on the agenda for next week.
Maybe this could be a new segment, Greeno.
That's what I think we need to do. Yeah. We're going to open the show with a bit of... We're going to recast Pretty Woman.
Fixing Hollywood with the starting block.
If you're going to remake it, we're going to do it right.
Do it properly.
So that's something to look forward to next week. So if you've got
take
suggestions,
off the Twitter.
I've already got my ones in mind, but if you've got suggestions on who to recast, Australian theme.
Australian theme, yes.
Because we're going to do it down under.
Okay.
Send it on in at the starting block.
Done.
At AKDN. Don't forget
to... Genius.
Okay. All right. With that, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?